Welcome back, everybody. Today we're doing a deep dive on something pretty fascinating. It's a company called Informaven, and they're all about bringing the power of AI to higher education. But get this, they're not building AI for universities. They're teaching higher ed administrators to build their own AI.
I know, right? You might be thinking, hold on, isn't that like for the computer science folks?
Yeah, that's what makes this so interesting. Informaven is specifically working with non-technical people, people who maybe don't know anything about coding but are facing these real challenges on their campuses.
That's such a key point. We're talking about empowering people who are already like experts, like in admissions or student affairs or finance, but who traditionally haven't really had access to AI tools.
Exactly. So to kind of unpack all of this for you today, we've got two main sources. We've got Informaven's website, which gives us a pretty good overview of what they do and what they're all about. And then we've also got the LinkedIn profile of their founder and CEO, Dr. J.D. Mosley-Matchedoff.
And her background is fascinating. I mean, she
Right.
was an electrical engineer, then she was a lawyer, and then she's held like every higher ed role you can possibly imagine. Professor, dean, provost, even interim president.
It's like she's done it all. So it makes you wonder, how did she end up connecting AI with higher ed administration? But before we kind of go down that rabbit hole, let's just start with the basics. What exactly does Informaven do?
Well, from what I gathered on their website, it seems like they offer these professional development workshops. And administrators can actually learn to like build their own AI agents. And we're not talking about just simple chatbots here. They're talking about these intelligent agents that can help with more complex tasks and decision making.
And hold on, they actually say that participants can build two custom AI applications in just a half-day workshop. That's amazing. What I also thought was really interesting is they're very upfront about taking a human-focused approach.
Yeah. I noticed that too. It seems like they're really emphasizing that AI should be a tool that empowers administrators, not replaces them. And in fact, they make a really clear distinction between chatbots, which are great for answering like basic questions, and these more sophisticated, intelligent agents. And the reason that's important is because in higher ed, you often need solutions that can handle these more nuanced situations.
Okay, so can you give us an example of what that might look like?
Sure. So let's imagine an administrator, maybe in the financial aid office. A chatbot could help students with, like basic questions about deadlines or forms. But an intelligent agent could actually go further. Like it could help students figure out how to maximize their financial aid packages or even create like personalized payment plans based on their individual circumstances. You know, that kind of sophisticated reasoning just isn't possible with a basic chatbot.
That's a really good example. So it's not just about automating these simple tasks. It's about building tools that can actually help administrators to make better decisions and provide better support to students.
Exactly. And to show you how this works, Informaven has actually developed their own AI agent. It's called the Career Maven, and you can actually test it out on their website if you have a ChatGPT account.
Oh yeah, I checked out that demo. It's really cool. So the Career Maven is designed to help prospective students to explore different academic programs and kind of see how those choices connect to potential career paths. But what I liked about it is that Informaven is very clear about, they're not trying to replace human advisors. They're just trying to enhance their work.
Right. It goes back to that whole human-centered approach they keep talking about. Now all this starts to make even more sense when you look at Dr. Mosley-Matchett's background. I mean, her LinkedIn profile, it's like a roadmap of higher education experience.
Oh my gosh, I know, right? Professor, dean, provost, VP of academic affairs, even interim president. It's incredible. And don't forget, she was also a lawyer.
Yeah. And what was particularly relevant here is that she's got all this experience with, budget constraints, Department of Education regulations, things that most AI experts probably wouldn't know that much about.
That's a really good point. It's one thing to understand AI technology, but it's another thing to understand how it can be applied in this complex environment, like a university. It's kind of like you could have the best ingredients in the world, but if you don't know how to use them, you're not going to make a good meal.
That's a great analogy. And speaking of applying knowledge, one of Mosley-Matchett's LinkedIn articles really caught my eye. It's called Prioritize the Why Over the What.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one too. What did you think about it?
Well, basically, she argues that in higher ed, we get so focused on the what. Like, what new technology should we use? What new program should we offer? That we kind of lose sight of the why. Like, why are we doing this in the first place? What are we trying to achieve?
And that's where her background is so relevant, right? Having worked in so many different roles, she really has this deep understanding of, the challenges and goals that are driving higher ed institutions.
Exactly. And it seems like she's trying to bring that same why-focused approach to AI training. It's not just about teaching administrators how to use the technology. It's about helping them understand how AI can be used to, like, solve real problems and achieve their institution's
So it's
goals.
like instead of just handing them a shiny new gadget and saying, go figure it out, they're giving them the knowledge and context to really use it strategically.
Exactly. And that's where I think InformaVen's approach could be really powerful.
Okay, so we've got a sense of what InformaVen does. We kind of see how Mosley Matchett's experience might be shaping their approach. But I'm just curious, what are your initial thoughts? Does this seem like something that could truly empower these non-technical administrators? Or is this just hype?
That is the question, isn't it? I think it's too early to say for sure. But what's really intriguing to me is that they're not just selling software. They're selling a new way of thinking about AI in higher education. And that's definitely something I'm interested in exploring further.
Me too. And there's one little detail on their website, I just have to mention it. It's small, but it really caught my attention. The name InformaVen itself. It's such a clever play on words, combining information and maven, which perfectly captures what they're all about.
It does have a nice ring to it. But before we get too caught up in the marketing, let's dig a little deeper into the actual training they offer. What exactly makes their workshops different?
Well, based on their website, it looks like they have like a very hands-on approach. They're saying that participants will actually build AI applications, you know, like step by step with personalized instruction.
So it's not like Bangium, just sitting through lectures and PowerPoint slides. No, it seems much more experiential. They even emphasize that it's not a programming class. They really want administrators to understand, the core concepts of AI, like the logic behind it and the tools that kind of make it accessible to those who aren't programmers, they compare it to, learning a new language. You don't have to be a linguist to speak a language, but you do need to understand, like, the basic grammar and vocabulary.
I like that analogy. It makes AI seem a lot less intimidating.
Right.
It's more like,
Hold on a second.
oh, you know,
Oh.
something anyone can learn.
Yeah, and remember, they're targeting a very specific audience. These are administrators who are already experts in their fields. They understand the ins and outs of higher ed.
So InformaVen is just kind of building on that expertise, giving them the tools to approach their work in this new way.
Exactly. And I think that's where the real potential is. We've talked about how AI can automate tasks and improve decision making. But I think if we kind of zoom out a little bit, there's a bigger picture here. We're talking about equipping these higher ed administrators with a skill set that could be really transformative.
In what way?
Well, just think about the challenges that are facing higher education today: rising costs, changing demographics, increased competition. These are really complex problems that require creative solutions.
And you're saying that AI could be a key part of those solutions.
Exactly. By learning to build and use these AI tools, administrators could potentially address these challenges in ways that we haven't even thought of yet. I mean, imagine an AI agent that could personalize financial aid packages for students, taking into account, their individual circumstances, and help them navigate that whole complex world of, scholarships and loans.
Yeah, that would be incredible. Financial aid can be such a headache, and it's often like a barrier to access.
Exactly. Or what about an AI tool that could analyze student data to identify those who are at risk of dropping out, so advisors can intervene early and provide that targeted support?
That could be a game changer for retention.
Totally. And let's not forget about all those administrative tasks that could be automated: processing applications, scheduling meetings, generating reports. These are things that take up so much time and energy, time that could be better spent on strategic initiatives.
Right. So AI could free up administrators to focus on,
Yeah.
you know, the things that really matter,
Yeah.
supporting students, fostering innovation,
No.
building relationships.
Exactly. And that's where I think, Dr. Mosley Matchett's emphasis on the why becomes so important. It's not about just blindly adopting the latest tech trend. It's about using AI intentionally, ethically, and in a way that aligns with the mission and values of higher education.
Okay, now, before we get too carried away with all these possibilities, there's just one little detail from Mosley Matchett's LinkedIn that I just can't get out of my head. Do you remember that mention of a cone of shame in one of her podcast clips? What do you think she meant by that?
I've been wondering about that too. It's hard to say for sure without more context, but it could be, like a humorous way of acknowledging that there will be bumps in the road. Maybe she's referring to, like, mistakes she's made while learning about AI, or maybe she's talking about the challenges of implementing AI in a large organization like a university.
I'm kind of leaning toward the challenges of implementation, higher ed can be very resistant to change. And AI is no exception. There are a lot of valid concerns about, you know, bias, privacy, the potential for unintended consequences.
Oh, absolutely. And those concerns need to be addressed, you know, thoughtfully and carefully. But I think Mosley Matchett's point is we shouldn't let fear of the unknown prevent us from exploring the potential benefits of AI. It's about finding that balance between innovation and responsibility.
That's a great point. It's like anything new. There are risks involved, but there are also potentially huge rewards. And sometimes you have to be willing to kind of step outside your comfort zone to make progress.
Exactly. And maybe that's part of what Mosley Matchett is trying to do with InformAven. You know, push higher ed outside its comfort zone and into a future where AI is this valuable tool for solving problems and improving the lives of students and faculty.
I like that. A little discomfort can lead to a lot of growth.
Indeed. And I think that's a great segue into the final part of our deep dive, where we'll explore the broader implications of InformAven's work and what it might mean for the future of higher education.
So we've talked about what InformAven does. We've talked about like how their training works and kind of the unique perspective that their founder brings to all of this. But I think the bigger question is, what could this actually mean for the future of higher education? Like, could this be a turning point where AI becomes like a more common tool for administrators?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, it's definitely an interesting thought. Just imagine, you know, a world where administrators are just fluent in AI, and they can just build these custom tools to solve the problems that their institutions are facing. We could see a wave of innovation. Campuses could become more efficient, more responsive to students, and more data-driven.
It's pretty exciting to think about. We could see everything from, personalized learning experiences to like predictive analytics that can help identify students who might need extra support.
Right. And I think it even goes beyond the practical stuff. If more administrators are comfortable with AI, you know, it could foster this broader cultural shift within higher ed, like a greater willingness to try new things and really embrace innovative approaches.
Yeah, it's like this ripple effect. It starts with these individual administrators who are learning to build these AI agents, and then it just kind of spreads out to their departments and then eventually the whole institution.
And that kind of shift in mindset could be crucial. I mean, higher education is facing so many challenges right now. Declining enrollment, questions about the value of a college degree. I mean, if universities really want to thrive in the 21st century, they have to be adaptable, you know? They have to be forward-thinking.
And being able to leverage AI could be a big part of that, right? It's not about replacing human judgment or creativity. It's about like giving administrators the tools to work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. And it all comes back to Mosley Matchett's idea of prioritizing the why. If administrators have a good understanding of what they're trying to accomplish, then AI can help them get there.
Okay, but let's be realistic for a second. Higher ed can be, you know, really slow to change. There's often a lot of bureaucracy.
Yeah.
And resistance to new ideas. So do you really think this kind of AI training could go mainstream?
I think it's definitely possible. I mean, we've seen how quickly technology can be adopted once it kind of reaches that tipping point. And there are a few things working in InformAven's favor. First, they're targeting a very specific need, empowering non-technical administrators. That's a huge market.
And their approach seems very practical.
Yeah.
You know? Very accessible. It's not about turning everyone into a data scientist. It's about giving them the skills they need to actually start using AI.
Exactly. And plus, Mosley Matchett's background gives her a lot of credibility. Like, she's not some outsider coming in. She understands how things work in higher education.
That makes a big difference. And let's not forget about the cost savings. If AI can automate even like a small percentage of these administrative tasks that take up so much time and money, it could be a huge win for universities.
Absolutely. So I think while there will definitely be challenges, the potential benefits are just too big to ignore. It will be really interesting to see how this all plays out.
Definitely. It's something we'll be keeping an eye on for sure. You know, speaking of keeping an eye on things, I wanted to go back to that whole cone of shame thing from Dr. Mosley Matchett's podcast. We didn't really figure out what she meant by that.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I think it's kind of a reminder that learning any new skill, especially something as complicated as AI, you're going to make mistakes. It's that moment when you realize, oh, I did something wrong.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of own up to it.
It's like that feeling when you accidentally reply to an email thread with everyone on it instead of just the person you meant to send it to.
Exactly. And I think Dr. Mosley Matchett is speaking from experience. She's not afraid to try new things. And that means sometimes you're going to mess up.
It's a good reminder for all of us, really. You know, learning involves failing sometimes. It's how we grow.
Absolutely. And I think it speaks to a larger point about AI. We need to approach it with a sense of humility and a willingness to experiment. There's going to be a learning curve, and there will be missteps along the way.
But that's just part of the process. It's how we figure out what works and what doesn't work and how to use this technology responsibly.
Well said. And I think that's a great place to leave our listeners today. We've explored InformAven, their approach to AI training, and the potential impact this could have on higher ed. But now the question is, what are you going to do with this information?
Will you be an early adopter? Like, are you ready to jump in and embrace AI, or will you be a little more cautious and kind of wait and see how things play out, or maybe somewhere in between? Whatever path you choose, we hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of the possibilities and the challenges ahead.
And remember, AI is just a tool. It's up to us to decide how we use it.
So stay curious, everybody. Stay informed and stay engaged. The future is waiting to be built.